Welcome to the AACo 2018 full year results. All lines are in a listen-only mode. There will be a question and answer session at the end of the presentation. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone. I will now hand over to the AACo CEO, Hugh Killen. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to AACo's investor briefing for our 2018 full year results. Joining me today are Peter Graham, our Interim Chief Financial Officer, and Dane Fitzgibbon, our Head of Strategy and Growth. Today I'm going to be taking you through our key financial results. Then I want to go through our forward-looking strategy, and in particular I want to emphasise our ongoing commitment to AACo's branded beef strategy. Today, I'm presenting a tough set of numbers, which tell an important story for our shareholders. Today's results announcement show that, with the mandate of the board and support of my team, I'm making the tough decisions now that will redirect AACo back to growth. AACo continues to have a unique value proposition, our unrivalled ability to produce the highest quality beef at scale. Today's numbers confirm there is a highly profitable business within AACo, and our branded strategy is the right one. We are making progress and we are investing heavily and prudently to drive it forward. Now to slide 3 in the numbers. The financial results we have announced today are consistent with those flagged with the market in April. We'll go through the key financial results in greater detail later in the presentation, and we'll discuss the findings of the Livingston Beef Strategic Review. Now turning to slide 4. We want to ensure that we have a clear set of goals and metrics to guide and measure our progress. As a management team, we need to focus on our people, on our customers and how we're running our business if we're to deliver strong financial performance. While there are some positives, the reduction in LTIFR, for example, our overall business and financial performance is not acceptable. That's why we are making the tough decisions now, and we look forward to updating you on the progress against these metrics as we move through financial year 19. Turning now to our key financial results on slide 6. Operating EBITDA for the 2018 financial year was $13.6 million, compared with $45 million in FY17. The result for AACo ex Livingston Beef was earnings of $36 million, while Livingston Beef saw an operating EBITDA loss of $22.4 million. Statutory EBITDA for the company was a loss of $35.3 million. As flagged in April, our review of the carrying value of Livingston Beef and provisions in relation to onerous contracts has resulted in a total one-off non-cash impairment. Operating cash flow was negative $39.9 million. Total sales revenue was $379.7 million. This reflects lower volumes, particularly in the premium brand segment. These results have been driven by a number of factors. We've experienced a cumulative impact of softer sales volumes and price pressure in key markets, together with higher input costs. However, price performance has continued to be pleasing, particularly in our luxury and prestige segment. Now turning to slide 7. Macro conditions were challenging coming into the year, and that looks set to continue. Price pressure from competition in key markets continued to intensify. Rainfall was below average overall, with significant variance in conditions between our northern and southern properties. Grain prices has also seen a material step up on 2017. Now moving briefly to slide number 8. AACo continues to benefit from investment and management of our strong asset portfolio. Almost a fifth of the herd is now Wagyu F1. Our proportion of breeding and stud cattle has grown, and our land assets continue to grow in value. These numbers confirm our ability to produce the highest quality beef at scale, and that is what sets us apart from our competitors now and into the future. Now on to slide 9. Foremost among our assets is our collection of wholly owned strategic brands. To be absolutely clear, I am completely committed to AACo's branding and marketing strategy. We are making good progress. Westholme and Wylarah's price performance speaks for itself, and the potential upside is significant. A major focus for AACo is to grow our high-value customer base and deliver more products through our high-price, high-margin brands. Our heartland brands enjoy good brand equity in key markets and continue to perform. We will continue to support these brands in markets where it makes strategic sense as we transition over time towards Westholme and Wylarah. This customer-focused brand and marketing strategy is central to our future revenue and earnings growth. You can see why as we move to slide 10. Again, our brand and beef strategy is progressing. Our flagship West Tamar Wailara brands in Singapore continue to perform strongly, and we've had good results post-launch in Taiwan. Sales volumes are now driven almost entirely from our internal supply chain, which has been made possible by the ongoing investment we've been making. At the same time, sales are up with improved price per kilo. This is clear evidence of the revenue and margin benefits of these key strategic decisions. Now to slide 11 and the premium segment. As we announced in April, our premium supply chain has underperformed expectations, primarily because it relies on external service providers in the latter stages of the value chain. And the high cost of this in current seasonal conditions, as well as its exposure to commodity beef price volatility. The premium supply chain has now been simplified. This means we will now sell our composite steers instead of processing as 1824 branded beef. We expect the sustainable impact of this decision to be a significant improvement to our P&L. This is an example of a tough decision, but a decision which reflects our focus on branded beef at high prices and high margin. Now onto Livingston Beef on slide 12. What you see from these results is that trading conditions in FY18 remain challenging. Dynamic management of throughput in these conditions has resulted in lower volumes and therefore sales. This has in turn increased cost of conversion, given our partially fixed cost base. We have stabilised every sales price and achieved some improvement on the previous year. We'll talk in further detail about Livingston Beef later on in the presentation. However, these numbers underscore the need for decisive action on Livingston Beef. On to expenses on slide 13. Processing and logistic costs decreased 10% in line with lower meat volumes, while sourcing costs decreased 17.5%, largely due to reduced purchases of externally supplied cattle. Attrition was materially impacted by a one-off charge of $8.4 million, as we disclosed in the H1 FY18 results, and we've invested in critical capabilities and talent, which lifted corporate expenses. Talking to the cost of production in more detail on slide 14. Our cost of production increased largely as a result of the one-off livestock attrition adjustment. Excluding this attrition, volumes reduced were approximately 1 million less on the previous year. Touching briefly on cash flow on slide 15. You can see our net negative cash flows are largely a function of lower operating EBITDA and changes in working capital. There was also an impact from an adjustment of meat inventory. This was to hold stock at the lower of cost and realisable but sale value. Finally, on the financial results, we move now to slide 16. Our balance sheet remains strong with significant liquidity, and there is comfortable headroom within existing facilities. Our gearing ratio is also comfortably within our stated range. Looking ahead now and turning straight to slide 18. Here we have a high-level snapshot of our strategy. You can see we have a clear direction as a team for what we need to focus on to achieve growth, which is laid out here. Now onto slide 19. What sets AACo apart is our unique ability to produce the highest quality branded beef at scale. We deliver this through our integrated supply chain, which connects our product to high-value, high-margin customers around the world, and that is what delivers true return on these assets. To get this right, more work needs to be done. We are focused on strategically aligning our assets to these customers in this supply chain so they work together as efficiently and as effectively as possible. Now turning to slide 20. Making these assets work together efficiently and effectively requires robust financial and capital management. We have completed our operational review and the resulting initiatives are well underway, as you'll see on slide 21. We are also pleased to have announced two key hires, Nigel Simons as CFO and Anna Spear as our new Chief Operating Officer. Nigel Simons has a strong track record of achievement in complex listed environments and will be responsible for lifting our financial acumen and ensuring robust, data-driven fiscal management. Anna Spear joins from Options Plus, where she was the CEO. She will drive and extend AA Company's unique ability to produce the highest quality beef at scale. I'm tremendously excited to welcome them both to the AACo leadership team. We've also completed the discovery phase of the process and efficiency review, which has identified material potential ongoing savings. We look forward to providing an update of the implementation of this in November at our half-year results. And now to slide 23. Aligning and improving our supply chain has allowed us to better assess the true value of our assets. This includes reviewing Livingston Beef and its place in our supply chain. We recently announced a strategic review to assess all available options to deliver shareholder value from Livingston Beef. This strategic review is now concluded after considering a broad range of potential alternatives. To put a stop to ongoing operational losses, we've made the decision to suspend processing operations at Livingston Beef. This was not a decision we've taken lightly, but is the right one for the business and it's the right one for the shareholders. This decision means we'll stop incurring operating losses at Livingston Beef no later than the 30th of September 2018, while further simplifying AACo's business model and allowing us to consider other credible alternatives that may support the realisation of shareholder value. The facility will be maintained at a level that entails an efficient plant restart while minimising costs in the meantime. We believe Livingston Beef has potential to be a profitable operation and there is significant strategic value when operating in the right market environment and also with the right operating model. This decision enables the value and optionality of Livingston Beef to be maintained. It recognises our commitment to transparency and to making the tough decisions to protect shareholder value. And more than this, it reflects our commitment to premium branded beef as our pathway to future growth. And at the centre of this commitment is our marketing strategy, which is discussed over the next couple of slides. As you can see, on slide 25, AACo's branded beef strategy captures the opportunities of the global market, and it reduces our exposure to the inherent risks and volatility of traditional commodity markets. In particular, our branded beef strategy captures AACo's unique value proposition, the capacity to produce the highest quality, high-margin beef at scale, and to do so in a way that is unrivaled by any other producer today and unlikely to be exceeded in the future. This is why we remain committed to our marketing strategy. This strategy positions AACo to capture the potential growth made possible by the global trends that are set out on slide 26. On slide 27, you can see that in addition to these macro forces, our strategy is based on our own market analysis, supported by extensive customer research and testing, and we are making real progress. Slide 28 shows the strong performance of this strategy in our initial rollout markets of Singapore and Taiwan. As you can see, continued rollout of this strategy offers us the best pathway to sustainable growth in the value of this business for all of our shareholders. Building on the fundamentals already in place and the lessons we have learned so far, we now have a roadmap for success. And we intend on investing further behind this strategy, as noted on slide number 28. That investment will be made against a disciplined return on investment focus with clear metrics. And you can see where this fits within our roadmap on slide 29. We are excited about our next market rollout later this year, and I look forward to providing further updates in due course. Now, turning now to slide 32, I'd like to turn the call over to Peter Graham for the next few slides.
Thank you. I think as everyone on the call can understand, in many companies, financial performance can be judged based on looking at statutory financial measures such as net profit. But as an agricultural company, AACo is subject to specific accounting rules that introduce challenges to judge our performance. These challenges are a result of a production process that stretches over several years, accounting requirements that require livestock inventory to be valued at current market prices, and accounting requirements require inventory build to be expensed through the P&L rather than capitalised on the balance sheet as you see in traditional companies. To address these issues, AACo has historically implemented a measure of operating performance referred to as operating EBITDA. Operating EBITDA attempts to remove the noise in the P&L by valuing inventory at a standard cost and moving it through the profit and loss statement at these standard costs. The overwhelming feedback we have received since I've been here and since Hugh's been on board from stakeholders at operating EBITDA in its current form is challenging. It's challenging to analyse and challenging to understand. The use of this standard cost process has been complex because historically it's been based on forecasted costs. It has not historically been trued up, and it's actually not transparent. We've really listened to this feedback. In FY19, you will see a new operating profit measure that it's an accurate reflection of management's performance, removes the P&L impact of these changing market values, won't be based on any forecasted costs. It's very simple to understand and simple to analyse. It's transparent, easy to recalculate and run scenarios on, and agrees to audit the disclosed figures. The new measure is set out on slide 32. The most important issue that I'd like to highlight straight away is it's not a huge change from the previous measure. We're looking to start our operating profit calculation with actual sales, less actual operating expenses and cattle purchases, rather than, as done in previous years, using standard costs for these metrics. After calculating operating gross profit, we then take into account any movements in inventory during the year. And in order to do this, we look at the physical movement in kilos held from the opening of the period to the closing of the period and value this physical inventory movement at our actual cost of production. After that, we'll deduct the rest of expenses to arrive at an operating margin. Once again, just to highlight, it's simple, easy to understand, not based on estimates, it's more transparent, and will be easier for everyone to reconcile. I'll now let turn the call back to Hugh.
Thanks, Pete. Finishing now on slide 35. As flagged, macro conditions heading into the 2019 financial year continue to be challenging. External factors affecting the business today include poor rainfall in the southern Northern Territory and central Queensland, which has reduced stocking capacity, continued upward pressure on grain prices, softer cattle prices impacted by seasonal conditions and ongoing competitive pressures from USDA products. Management will continue to focus on driving operational efficiencies and strong financial discipline to mediate these effects. AACo is a strong heritage business with an established presence in high potential, high value markets. And we are supported by our own portfolio of world-class assets and market-leading brands. To turn this unique potential into value for shareholders, we need to create a simpler, more productive AA company. Management is keenly focused on maximising the efficiency and productivity of each of our assets, and we are focused on doing this by aligning these assets with a supply chain that efficiently connects our brands to more high-margin customers in more places around the world. We'll do this through robust financial and capital management, by increasing our supply of the highest quality branded beef to our target customers, and by producing a product which delivers superior operating profit margins. We've made some tough decisions to improve profitability and cash flow across our supply chain. We've seen evidence of a highly profitable business with AACo today, based on progressing our branded strategy. We've built a roadmap for the strategy to align our unique assets and pursue sustainable growth. And as a management team, we remain fully focused on delivering sustainable, long-term shareholder results. That concludes today's presentation. My team and I are pleased to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Philip Pepe from Blue Ocean Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi guys, so thanks for taking the call. Look, thanks for the extra data on Livingston. Just wondering, I didn't spot a PCP number there. Okay, are you able to tell us how it's performing versus last year?
Hi Phil, it's Dane Fitzgibbon here. We've given in the segment we've given a segment note both for FY18 and for FY17 in the appendix of the pack.
Okay.
So you should have all the detail there.
That's at the at the underlying EBITDA level. Fantastic. And secondly, with the current market conditions, presumably the downward pressure on cattle price isn't helping. How are you going with getting price increases in the luxury brands?
Phil, before I hand over to Dane to talk about the luxury brands, you talked about, downward pricing cattle pressures in the Northern Territory. One of the points I'd like to make is that in terms of our decision today, that actually helps us put together our wider supply chains to focus on the prestige piece. Livingston Beef has obviously had many challenges, not just the cattle prices. Dave, do you want to have a...
Phil, the only thing I'd add is, we're 2 months in, so given the net luxury prestige segment, they're not commodity, type arrangements where you get daily sort of price discussions. So we're 2 months in. The other point that we tried to call out in the discussion in the pack was around, given the investment and the positioning on the new brands, Westholme and Wailara, the ongoing strong price performance, but also price resilience in those brands as well, which continues to be the case.
Excellent. And look, last question from me. Very good appointments on paper. Congratulations. They look like some good, good people. What are the other roles remaining to be filled, if any?
The last remaining executive role, Philip, is Chief Marketing Officer. So we have an active search for that role at the moment. That's, I would say that's at the earlier stages of the progress at the moment, but the early signs in terms of candidates is pleasing.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from James Mackay, private investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, just a question or a comment for the board. Just looking at, there's a number of long-standing board members, which I'm fine with the concept, but the actual holding for some of the board members is very low compared to the fees that they've got over that time. So two large holdings on the board, but the rest of the board members seem to have very low holdings. Potentially Livingston Beef and which some of the board members oversaw might be a little more painful if people had a bit more skin in the game. So I'd just like those directors to consider increasing their holdings in the company, given their position, and it might help them to increase the focus and the interest.
James, thank you. Thank you for those comments. I'll take them on note and feed them through to the board. And also note that we've got our AGM coming up as well, which is a good opportunity for you to ask those questions in person if you wish.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from David Smith from Smith 10 Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Just looking at slide number 9, I'm wondering, did you historically sell the Kobe brand in Singapore and Taiwan? And also, how different is that beef compared to Wailara and Westholme? I mean, looking at the price differential, is that the kind of prize you're working towards in terms of shifting that volume?
So the answer, the broad answer to that is yes, David. But I might. So the answer to your last part of your question is yes. I'll hand over to Dave just to talk to Dane, I should say, to talk about the Kobe branded piece.
Hi, David. Taiwan's a really good example where Master Kobe absolutely had a market presence. And so we go through a process. It's not a straight transition, obviously, because the way we position Wailara and Westholme are fundamentally different, and their level of investment and the positioning of those brands is different, and very much around eating quality and that ability to contribute to the dining experience where we work with the distributor right through the restaurant. So the answer to your question is yes, and if you look at Taiwan, that's a good example where we had sold the historic brands, and the approach we took in that market was then to discontinue those, Heartland brand, as you'll see them called here, as we transition to Wailara and Westholme. To Hugh's comment, absolutely, the pricing uplift and the margin uplift is the whole reason why we are confident in the market, in the brand and marketing strategy that we're executing, and why the marketing investment pays off. I would put one little tale of caution on that number, on the numbers that you see on that page. There is certainly a mix element in the in that price per kilo element data there as well, where, as you would imagine, there's a full spectrum of product with different price points under each of these brands. and some of the cuts, just by the nature of the cut, have a different price point. So while we absolutely see like-for-like uplift in going from the Heartland brands to West Home and Wailara, there is also a mix element inherent in that that data.
Okay, thanks. And just also, on the premium side, should we expect production to be kind of the second half 18 annualised 19, or is it kind of continue to fall?
It will continue to fall, and it will fall down to zero.
Okay, cool.
So that can talk to the 18-24 decision, David.
Yeah.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I will now hand back to Hugh for closing remarks.
I'd like to thank everyone for dialing in today, and we look forward to catching up at the AGM. Thank you.
Thank you.